Starting verse 1. Zechariah 10, verse 1. Pray to God for rain. It's time for the spring rain. To God the rain maker. I like that. Spring thunderstorm maker. Maker of grain and barley. Store-bought gods babble gibberish. Religious experts spout rubbish. They pontificate hot air. Their prescriptions are nothing but smoke. And so the people wander like lost sheep. Poor lost sheep without a shepherd. I'm furious with the so-called shepherds. They're worse than billy goats. And I'll treat them like goats. God of the angel armies will step in and take care of his flock, the people of Judah. He'll revive their spirits. He'll make them proud to be on God's side. God will use them in his work of rebuilding. He will use them as foundations and pillars. He will use them as tools and instruments. He will use them to oversee his work. They'll be a workforce to be proud of, working as one. Their heads held high, striding through swamps and mud, courageous and vigorous because God is with them, undeterred by the world's thugs. I'll put muscle in the people of Judah. I'll save the people of Joseph. I know their pain, and I will make them good as new. They'll get a fresh start, as if nothing had ever happened. And why? Because I am their very own God, and I'll do what needs to be done for them. The people of Ephraim will be famous, their lives brimming with joy. Their children will get in on it too. Oh, let them feel blessed by God. Now let me go back and catch this out of the King James, and I'm just going to read one verse out of the King James. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Father, we love you. We're grateful. We're so thankful for your presence today in this house. We're thankful for what you've already done. Thankful for what you've spoken to our hearts already. Thank you for the wonderful presence in this first part of this service, Lord. We're grateful. Now we're asking you to quicken your word to our hearts. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Give us understanding hearts today, Lord. Father, we want to grow. We want to excel. We want to be all that we can be. We want to experience everything you have for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. I believe today that we could say that there has been a shift in the spiritual climate in this country. Not to say that everything is corrected, not to say that everything is perfect, but something is happening in the atmosphere in America today. Asbury is an indicator of what is happening. It's not just in Asbury College, in the university in Wilmore, Kentucky, where seemingly revival has broke out, but now they say that it is in over 20 universities. And it's going not just in the states, it's going into other countries, other nations of the world. God is doing something. The climate is changing. But how we respond to it is going to determine whether we bring in, whether we're a part of, bringing in the greatest revival since the book of Acts, or whether we lose our nation completely to this woke ideology and craziness that's trying to take over our country. Sometimes God speaks to us, and I've said this before, but sometimes he speaks to us in ways that when you read it on the surface, it doesn't make sense. It seems to be out of order. It says that we're in the time of rain. It says you're in the time of the latter rain in the King James Version. You're in the time of the latter rain, and it says ask of rain. Why do I need to ask for rain if it's the time of rain? It's almost like God is saying, go out there and stand in the rain and ask for rain. It's like when it was pouring down a couple of days ago and it was just thundering and pouring down, and you go out there and you stand in the middle of the rain and you say, Lord, I need rain. It was like you'd expect the Lord to say, what do you think that is? That's not cotton candy, that's rain. But there's something that God is saying in this. Why would I need to ask for rain when it's the time of rain, when it's raining? Doesn't make any sense to the natural man. But here's the truth of the fact. The spiritual, this is spiritual. And what God is saying is this. There are seasons of visitation. There are times of refreshing when God manifests His presence, His power, and His glory to His people. But the only ones that will benefit from the rain, the only ones that will be blessed by the rain, blessed by the presence of God, blessed by the manifestation of His glory, are those who ask for the rain. Those who pursue, those who seek, and those who knock. In other words, it does not matter what is happening around you, you must draw it to yourself. You must be hungry. You must be thirsty. You must position yourself to receive the rain. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to get in position. See, it doesn't matter what God is doing. If you're out of position, you'll miss it. If we're out of position, we'll miss it. Attitude has a lot to do with positioning. Because in the spiritual sense, your attitude determines your position before God. For example, God is manifesting His presence. His power is manifested. Glory is filling the atmosphere. But if your attitude says, I don't like those songs. If your attitude says, I don't like this sermon. If your attitude says, these seats are too hard. It's too cold in here. It's too hot in here. I can't wait till service is over to get to Burger King. I just... See, you understand, we're talking about attitude, positioning. So you may be physically in the right place where God is visiting, where He's pouring out His Spirit, where His presence is being manifested, but you are spiritually out of position. Spiritually out of position. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing, everybody say refreshing. When times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That's Acts 3 and 19. This is saying that times of refreshing may be upon us, but we have to repent to enter into those refreshings. Repentance is the doorway into the refreshings, or we could say revival. Everybody say revival. And repentance go hand in hand. Say no repentance, no revival. That's what the Bible teaches you. That's what the Bible teaches you. I'm not making that up. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and do what? Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. I'll heal their land. We have to repent to enter into refreshings. If we're serious about having a move of God, we have to move. Everybody say, you got to move. Say, I got to move. Look at your neighbor and say, you too. You got to move. Listen to this. God says the first move is ours. When did He say that? When He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. What is God saying? He said, you've got to make the first move. If you want to move with God, there's got to be a move of Terry. If you want to move with God, there's got to be a move of you. So He says, if you want to move with God, the first move is always ours. And in order to receive what God is doing, we've got to position ourselves, not just any old way, not just helter-skelter, not just any way we want to. We got to position ourselves according to God's program. How many knows that God has a program? How many knows that God has a process of doing things? He's got a way of doing things. And here's what God says. This is positioning for revival. Everybody say position for revival. I'm going to give you three things. Hunger. Number one, hunger. Many times we boil everything down to hunger. And that's true in a sense, but only in the sense that it encompasses everything else. But it begins with hunger. And then there's humility. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Do you know that really only humble people pray? Because prideful people don't feel a need to pray. Prideful people don't feel they need God. So if they don't feel they need God, why would they pray? Only humble people who feel and recognize the need of God will pray. I'm going to tell you something right now. If there's one person in this house that doesn't think we need revival in America and doesn't think we need revival personally, individually, in our own lives, I fear for you. You're in worse condition than most people out there. We have never needed revival in America like we need it today. We have never needed the Shekinah glory of God and the manifest presence of God and the tangibility of the presence and the power of God in America and in the local church like we need him right now.
Amen. Glory.
Hunger, humility, and repentance. Everybody say, that's the path. Say, that's the doorway. That means sometimes you'll get uncomfortable because humility and repentance are hard on the flesh. But I believe in the power of the gospel. And I believe when we line ourselves up with the word, the blessings of God will come like rain. That's what he's telling us in Zechariah. We're entering a season of divine prosperity, not just financial, but spiritual prosperity. There has been a shift in the spiritual climate. There's a shift in the atmosphere. And a major part of the prophetic ministry is knowing where are we at in the spirit, so we can position ourselves for what God is doing now and next. Everybody say position. The prophetic is a spiritual radar system. It's a spiritual radar system. When we lived in Oklahoma, we would often hear the radio. You know, how many have heard just recently when the flood warnings and everything were coming, your phones just went off. You know, you'd be in Walmart, you'd be in wherever, the hair salon, and all of a sudden your phone was going, and then this person's phone was going, that person's phone was going, everybody's phone was going off, and you didn't even know they could do that. And you look down and it says, emergency flood warning. Well, we had that happen all the time. And it would tell you that a thunderstorm was in the area, and a major thunderstorm was headed our way. Potential of producing strong winds, and we're talking 100-mile-an-hour winds, and large hail, and dangerous lightning, and heavy amounts of rain, possible tornadoes. And this was to help us prepare for what was coming. In other words, to get out of its path, to take shelter away from the storm. But when we're talking about the refreshing and the revival, this advance notice from the Holy Spirit is to prepare us for what is coming, not to get out of the path, but to get directly in the path so we can participate with what God is doing, and so we won't miss it. I get up many times in Oklahoma, and my side of town would be dry. Drive 3 blocks away, and it'd be totally wet, soaking wet. Or vice versa. It'd be completely wet where I was, drive 3 blocks away, and be completely dry. I've many times sit in my house and listen to a thunderstorm. Storm for hours, 5-10 miles away, and not get anything from it, but it passed by you on the outskirts. And you could look over and you could see the lightning going crazy. And you could see that it was storming, but it wasn't anywhere near you. But you could hear the thunder. I don't want to be like that, friend. in this move of God that is happening in America and is happening in the world today. I don't want to be like that. I don't want God to go by on my side. I don't want God to pass by me on my side where we can see all that he's doing, and we can see the thunder or the lightning, and we can see the clouds that are black with the presence and the glory of God, and we can see the goodness of God that's being poured out, but it passes by on the outside. I don't want to miss it. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't want to miss it. So I'm going to position myself to receive it. So I'm not just a preacher, I'm a prophetic voice, and as surely as I've warned prophetically about being spiritually alert and staying in the secret place, the rain is coming. And I believe, I'm going to say this, I believe that all this rain that we've been experiencing here in California and the snow just a few miles from here, snow, that's got to be a sign. How many understand that's got to be a sign? That's a prophetic sign of what God is doing. How many felt the wind blowing, man? The crazy wind. We were down there in Fresno at a board meeting. And I'm telling you, the wind the wind was blowing so hard when I opened my door, it almost jerked me out of the car. That's crazy wind for around here. God is doing something. And he's sending indicators in the natural to prepare us for what he's doing in the spiritual. But we've got a very small, let me say this, and let me say it with urgency. We've got a very small window of time, and we have to seize this moment, and we have to seize the hour, and we must become more spiritually aggressive than we've ever been. We must be more committed to obedience to the Word of God. We must pray more aggressively, worship more aggressively, give more aggressively. We must do everything with more aggression spiritually than we've ever done before. Because we're in a battle. We're in a warfare. And I'm telling you, we've got a very small window of mercy and grace that God has given America. This is a mercy window that God has given to America. And if we don't move, and if we don't aggressively seize the moment and seize this opportunity and say to God, us too. Yes. And say to God, me too. And say to God, do it here, Lord. Not just Asbury, not just Lee College, not just all these other universities, and certainly not just in Uganda, or not just in the Philippines, or in India, but do it right here in America, and more specifically, do it right here in California, and do it right here in this Central Coast area. Amen. Send the rain! The world, they don't understand what God is doing. God's pouring out his spirit. He's visiting us with one more revival to bring in the harvest before night falls. Remember Jesus' words? I'm going to tell you, these are some of the most frightening words in the Bible. He said, work while it's day, because the night cometh when no man can work. Don't believe for one minute that America is exempt and America is above what has happened in China and what has happened in Russia, where the whole country was taken over by communism. Don't think for one minute that America is out of reach of the communists. Don't think for one minute that the same thing couldn't happen to us, that the whole country would be locked down and we would be under the slavery of a communistic government. Don't think it for one minute, because it's not true if you do. We're that far away from it right now. We've got a window, and it's a small window, but it's a window of mercy, and it's a window of grace, and it's a window of opportunity. And God says, what I'm wanting from you is I'm wanting you to reach for me. I'm wanting you to seek for me. I'm wanting you to knock. I'm wanting you to let me know that you really want me. When the school said, we don't want you in our schools. We don't want prayer in our schools. The devil said, wonderful. That gives me plenty of room. And so now the devil comes in and he takes over the school system. and he hijacks the school system. And then you got drag queens in the school system. I was praying yesterday. I said, Lord, every one of those drag queens need to be drug out. They need to be drug out of there. Every one of them. Every book that has satanic curriculum in it. Every book that has transgenderism in it and infused into it. Every book that endorses that and encourages that. It needs to be ripped from our libraries. It needs to be burned. We've got to get aggressive about our faith. We've got to take a stand against the powers of darkness. And we've got to seek God like we've never sought Him before. So God will empower us. Because you can't do it and I can't do it. You can't just walk into the school and start pulling things out and tearing things down. But when the power of the Holy Ghost comes, God will invade those schools. God will invade those classrooms. God will invade those school boards. Boy, if we ever needed it, we need it today. In our text, God does two things. Two things as I was reading it. He enforces and reinforces His love and His commitment to His people. He says He will bless His people and He will restore them. He says they will become like mighty warriors who tread their enemies down in the street. He says their joy will be restored to them. And He said this joy will be so great and so impacting that it will affect their children. Their children will see it and their children will participate in it. And He says where they have suffered loss, increase shall return. And He says He will make His people like His royal horse that He rides in battle. And all of this comes under the category of the rain. Ask for rain in the time of rain. Is it raining? I believe it is. I'm hearing report after report after report from church after church after church how God is moving in the services and how He's invading the services and how the Holy Ghost is breaking in and He's breaking out. And I say, God, don't pass us by. We need Your presence and we need Your power. We need revival. We need refreshing. We need renewal. We need You in Grover Beach, Lord, as bad as anybody and worse than some. We need Him. Come on, lift your hands and say, God, I need You. Come on, lift your hands and say, Lord, I need You right now. Not next week, not next year. I need You right now. Hallelujah. Come on, stand your feet. I got a lot more. I don't feel like preaching anymore. I think we got to obey the Holy Spirit. Come on, just put your hands up in the air and tell God we need You today. Come on, I want everybody that can to come to the front of this building. If you can get to the front of this building and come up here right now and tell God we need rain. We need rain today. We need rain. God, we need rain. God wants to hear Your voice. God wants to hear You asking. God said, ask. He said, seek, knock, and the door will be open. He wants to know, do you believe this? Do you want Me? Do you want My presence? Do you want My glory? Do you want My power? Here's the thing. Repentance is the doorway. Humility and hunger. Hunger and humility and repentance is the doorway into the presence and the glory of God. It's the doorway into revival. Some of us, we're saying, well, we believe that God is going to send a great revival. And revival is coming. I'm going to tell you, if we're not careful, we'll be like I was in Oklahoma, where it goes by us on the side and we see the effect and the impact, but we don't experience it for ourselves. God help us that we don't miss what You're doing in the earth.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
Help us to become passionate for You, God. Help us to reach for You like we never reached for You. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord. Humble ourselves enough to say we need revival. Humble ourselves to say we know that we've gone too far the wrong way. We know we've got lazy. We know we've got indifferent. We know we've got lukewarm. We know we've got self-satisfied and comfortable in our ways. Oh God, shake us up, oh God, and send a mighty reviving to your people, oh God. Come on, lift your voice and talk to heaven. Speak to heaven today. Talk to heaven today. Tell him, tell him, I'm serious, God. I'm serious, God. I need you today. I don't want to just keep on going my own way. I don't want just a little blessing on the top of my life. I want you to consume me. I want you to possess me. Oh, that's a talabakata. She talarabashata labaramashata. Oh, oh, Kondre Masandala Masandala Namasa. Oh, God, send the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, send the anointing of your presence and your power. Oh, God, we're a needy people. Lord, we are a needy people. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your anointing. We need the glory. We don't want to go through the motions. We don't want to just have church, Lord, because we know how to have church. We want your presence and your power and your glory. We want cancers falling off, God. We want the cripples walking, God. We want blind eyes open and deaf ears hearing. We want miracles, signs, and wonders. We want your glory. We want sinners filling these altars, Lord God. We want to see the sinners repenting. We want to see saints repenting. We want to see lukewarm saints, Lord, crying out to you, God, for fresh oil and fresh fire. Oh, God. Oh. God, don't pass us by. Don't pass us by, Lord God. Never have we needed you like we need you today. Never, Lord, have we needed to fight like we need to fight. Never, Lord, have we needed to battle a spirit of apathy and lukewarmness and indifference like we do right now, God. Oh, Sadalamasa, never have we needed to separate ourselves from unholiness and from worldliness and sinfulness, Lord, like we do right now, God. God, we humble ourselves before you to pray and seek your face, God, because we're a needy people, Lord. We're a needy people, God. And the greatest need is to have you in our midst, God. The greatest need is to be filled with your glory, your presence, oh Shakata. Shato Boko, oh Shakata. Ishata Bahurakata. It's not about preaching, it's not about singing, it's about your presence, God. Oh, if we have everything in perfect order, good preaching, good singing, but we don't have you, we've missed everything. Missed everything. God, send revival. Send revival to your people, God. Teach us how to pray, God. We don't know how to pray, not really, God. We don't really know what it means, God, to travail. We don't really know what it means, Lord, to cry out to you. We don't really know, God. Oh, we don't really know, God. Holy Spirit, you can teach us. Holy Spirit, you can bring it to us. Holy Spirit, you can work it in us and you can work it through us. A true hunger. A true hunger, Lord. Lord, I worship you. God, I praise you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Terrible's the time we needed you. It's right now. 2023. Yes, I don't want to accept what's happening around me as normal. I don't want transgenderism and homosexuality and lesbianism and sin and drinking and smoking and doping. And I don't want it to become my normal for around me, my normal climate, my normal environment. It's not normal. It's not normal. It never will be normal. It'll never be normal. Abortion will never be normal, God. No matter what they say about it, how they try to normalize it, it's not normal. God, help us. Help us, Lord, to not settle in and accept and become adjusted to a worldly climate. Oh, God. When we're supposed to be preparing for heaven, where none of these things will enter in. Holy Spirit. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. I'm going to lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Just tell him how much you love him and how much you realize that you need him. You do. You really need him. I really need you, Lord. I really need you. I really need you. And I really want you, Lord. You in my home, in my heart, in my life, my church. I want you. I want to make a place for you, Holy Spirit. Where everything is in your control. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we get in a big rush and a big hurry. Want what we want when we want it. And how many knows when it gets to the things of God, sometimes it takes some time. God is doing something in this church. God is digging some things. God is cultivating some things. God is working. And the devil is fighting. I'll tell you something. We're in a battle right now. And here's what the battle is. There's a devil that's standing right outside of that church. And he's saying, no revival here. And I'm saying, as the pastor of the church, you're a liar. You're a liar. Everybody turn around and point your hand back there toward that back door and say, devil,
devil.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
Hit the door.
Don't come back.
No more, no more.
No more.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap today. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.